Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a great lineup of bluegrass music for you. And we're going to kick it off with a tune from David Palmley and Continental Divide. They were a very successful group in the late 1990s and early 2000s. This album is a 2008 release. The album is called Three Silver Dollars. It's got some great songs on it. He's got some great players on it. David Palmley plays guitar and sings lead. Dale Perry, who also engineered the album, was playing banjo. Ron Spears on mandolin, Ron Stewart on fiddle, and Kyle Perkins on bass, and they play some great bluegrass music. Here's a song called I Ain't Gonna Let You Drag Me Down. David Palmley and Continental Divide.
Treat me like you do, something I will never understand. You set me up just like a fool, and you made me feel like half a man. This time I ain't gonna let you drag me down. I ain't gonna wind up with the blues. You know I love you so, but if you go and go, this world's gonna keep on turning round. This time I ain't gonna let you drag me down. We started out on Lover's Lane, and everything was oh so fine. The last curve, that's when I saw the dead end sign. This time I ain't gonna let you drag me down. I ain't gonna wind up with the blues. You know I love you so, but if you go and go, this world's gonna keep on turning round. This time I ain't gonna let you drag me down. Though you had it all, you wanted more, but I ain't gonna let you drag me down. This time I ain't gonna let you drag me down. I ain't gonna wind up with the blues. You know I love you so, but if you go, this world's gonna keep on turning round. This time I ain't gonna let you drag me down.
David Palmley and Continental Divide. Now we're going to have one of my favourites, Laurie Lewis and Tom Rosen. They just make a fine duet, and they play a wide range of music, but when they play bluegrass, they have great musicians with them. Todd Sikafoose on string bass, Craig Smith on banjo, Scott Huffman on guitar, and we're going to hear a track from their Guest House album, and this one is called Willie Poorboy. Here's Laurie Lewis.
Come gather round me, people, a story I'll convey of Willie and his pistol and how he made his way. From a good man with a steady job and music on the side, to an 8x10 with no parole in the wink of an eye. Well, Willie, he drove a city bus in a seedy part of town. He feared for his passengers and he thought he let them down. When some young punk he pulled a gun and he robbed the whole damn bus. Willie tasted helpless fear and he swore he'd had enough.
Willie, poor boy, laying in jail. Willie, poor boy, sorrowful tale.
Taking aim with a strong arm and a steady hand, he soon mastered the game. A tall man, standing taller still, he finally gained control. He packed his pistol to his ribs as through the streets he'd roll.
Willie, poor boy, laying in jail. Willie, poor boy, sorrowful tale.
Heart was light and happy, and he whistled at a tune. When he stepped into the crosswalk and he heard a screech of tires, and as he leapt to safety, he felt a sudden surge of ire. "You, sir, are endangering pedestrians," he yelled at the man behind the wheel, who lowered his power window and in a voice hard as steel, he said, "You, you dirty low-life scum." And he spat, and like a whiplash, Willie spat back with his gun.
Willie, poor boy, laying in jail. Willie, poor boy, sorrowful tale.
Lucky, he shot, but he did not kill. But that bullet dug a hole the best of lawyers could not fill. And no amount of sad remorse can wipe away the crime.
A gun will serve its master, and now master's serving time.
Laurie Lewis and Tom Rosen doing some fine bluegrass music there. A song called Willie Poor Boy. Interesting story. When I started listening to bluegrass music, we found Rebel Records, and they had a wonderful range of music. And we bought our vinyl albums, got them sent out from county sales. And one of the groups that I really enjoyed was Bill Emerson and Cliff Waldron. I've got several of their vinyl albums. Always enjoyed Cliff's approach to the music. He just managed to take a song and put it into a really nice bluegrass format that I enjoyed. So I'm going to play you a couple of tracks from one of those albums. This is an album called Emerson and Waldron Invite You to a Bluegrass Session, I guess it's called, Bluegrass Session. And Bill Emerson was playing banjo, doing tenor vocals. Mike Aldridge was playing dobro and doing the baritone vocals. Ed Ferris on bass, Cliff Waldron on guitar and lead vocals, Bill Poffenberger on fiddle, and John Duffy was playing mandolin and did a bit of bass vocal, would you believe, on a couple of the gospel tunes. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks, one now and one later in the program. Early Morning Rain from Gordon Lightfoot, a great song, and Cliff sang it so well. And then there'll be another one later in the program. Let's listen to Emerson and Waldron and Bluegrass Session, Early Morning Rain.
¶¶ in the early morning rain. With a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand. I'm a long ways from home, and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go. Stuck here on the grass where the cold wind blows. Well, the liquor tasted good and the time went fast. I can see her going, my friend. Morning rain don't fall, and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. Well, this old airport's got me down. It ain't no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, just cold and drunk as I can be. Well, you can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I best be on my way.
That brings back a lot of memories listening to them. Just love Bill Emerson's banjo playing on that track, and the song Early Morning Rain, such a great song. Thank you, Gordon Lightfoot, for all the good songs you've given us. Here's Laurie and Tom again with a tune from Guest House called My Heart's Own Love.
pilgrims, like old soldiers who long for home, hoping when our journey's ended, we'll find the sweetest peace we've known. Just when I thought I'd never know love, just when my dreams all fell apart, I looked up from the deepening shadows, and you were standing next to my heart. Bless your heart, you are my darling. Bless your soul, you are the one. Bless the faith that brought you to me. At last I found my heart's own. Yes, I found my heart's own love.
Laurie Lewis, Tom Rosenman singing a duet from the album Guest House. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works from Hamilton, New Zealand, big music store that serviced the needs of Hamiltonians and the wider Waikato district for more than 50 years. And anything you want in the way of musical support, from books and how to play, instruction manuals, to instruments from guitars and banjos, mandolins and violins and keyboards and drums, all those sorts of things. Shearers will provide it for you. Their staff are all very helpful. They're all musicians. They understand the sort of things that you need and that would be helpful to you. So go in and see them. I'm very appreciative of the fact that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. And I bought my first banjo from them a long time ago. And so they've always got a special place in my life. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear some fiddle music now. Time for some fiddle music. Fiddling Billy Hurt. And here's a tune called the Richmond Polka.
Thank you.
That was Billy Hurt playing the Richmond Polka. And the man doing the great guitar runs in the background is Jeremy Stevens, who is from the band High Fidelity, who we're going to hear a couple of tracks from just a little bit later in the program. Some of these musicians really get around, don't they? Here's the Earls of Leicester, the band that is sworn to preserve the memories of Flat and Scruggs and play their music. And this is from a concert live at the CMA. And here's a great tune that I heard when I first heard Flat and Scruggs. I think it was on the Carnegie Hall album. If not, it was on the Vanderbilt album. Little Maggie.
We're going to have to get the quick step going here in a minute now. Let's get up in the key A and let's do Little Maggie one time. In her hand, she's passing away her trouble by courting another man. Oh, how can I understand it to see those two blue eyes shining like little Maggie was meant to be mine. Oh, march me down to the station, suitcase in my hand. I'm going away for to leave you. I'm going to some far distant land. Getting awful quick.
Oh, that was Charlie Cushman on banjo doing his Earl Scruggs reincarnation. Wasn't that great? Little Maggie. Okay, let's hear another track from Bill Ems and Cliff Waldron. This is one called I Feel Lonesome Too.
The way that we're parted, but honey, I love only you. So give me a chance to prove all the better. Remember, I feel lonesome too. But honey, I love only you. So give me a chance to prove I'll do better. Remember, I feel lonesome too. Mm-hmm. I'll do better. Remember, I feel lonesome too.
Bill Emerson, Cliff Waldron, and the New Shades of Grass. And that was Mike Aldridge in the days before he joined Seldom Seen. So that was the first we'd heard of Mike Aldridge, really. And he was to have a lasting impression on bluegrass music as well. Played some fine notes there in that tune. Great music. I apologise for the few little clicks and bumps for those of you that are listening closely. That was dubbed from my old vinyl album. And the old vinyl albums picked up a few dings on the way, didn't they? And you hear coming as it's needles going over a scratch. But that's just the way you listen to bluegrass sometimes.
Hi, bluegrass fans everywhere. My name's Keith McMillan and I live in the bluegrass capital of New Zealand, Hamilton. And you're listening to Paul Trenwith and Back Porch Bluegrass.
We're going to listen to David Parmley again from the album Three Silver Dollars. And this is a song called That's Just Me.
The fiddle to the violin, and I tend to think that supermodels are too thin, and I think that who you are is who you ought to be. That's just me. Best of Andy Griffith was in black and white. Fishing still beats working if you never get a bite. Coffee's kind of pointless without caffeine. That's just me. And I believe in little that I hear and only half of what I see. And I believe that living by the book is harder than it used to be. Yeah, I'm convinced that loving you is gonna be the secret to my longevity. That's just me. Seen a place that I like more than home. When I go to the movies, I don't take my cell phone. And I'll buy the gas, but you ought to get the air for free. That's just me. Well, I've never even been to Mars, but I'm a man. And I accept the fact that women are just hard to understand. And I think that people take themselves too seriously. That's just me. And I believe in little that I hear and only half of what I see. And I believe that living by the book is harder than it used to be. Yeah, I'm convinced that loving you is gonna be the secret to my longevity. That's just me. And I believe in little that I hear and only half of what I see. And I believe that living by the book is harder than it used to be. Yeah, I'm convinced that loving you is gonna be the secret to my longevity. But that's just me.
That's just me.
Yeah, that's just me.
That's just me.
Yeah, that's just me.
That's just me.
David Parmley and Continental Divide, That's Just Me. We're pretty fancy ending on there. Very sophisticated sound, but I just love the banjo sound that Dale Perry got there. We're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. You're about to hear a little bit of bluegrass history. I think it's a golden jubilee, isn't it? 50 years ago. 50 years ago, near as you can get, really, when you pre-record a radio show. On the 5th of July, 1970, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded a live concert at the Wynyard Tavern in Auckland, New Zealand. And that's the middle of winter for us. I think it was a rainy night. And the Wynyard Tavern was the centre of the folk scene in Auckland, and run by Jeff Bendel. John Raffel was our recording engineer, helped by Jeff Cumberbeach, and the band was Alan Rhodes on guitar, David Calder on mandolin, Lindsay Bedoni on bass, double bass, Colleen Bain on fiddle, and myself, Paul Trenwith, on banjo. And it was a little stage at the Wynyard Tavern, tiny stage, barely big enough for five of us to stand on there. We had all the microphones set up, and it was pretty packed out. People were sitting on the floor immediately in front of us, and it was jam-packed, and it was a great live concert. The album came out called Live at the Wynyard Tavern, and it came out on vinyl and was one of our popular albums. And then 30 years later, John Raffel, the engineer, said, well, he found the tapes, really, and he played them, and he rang me up, and he said, is anything wrong with all these tapes at the Wynyard Tavern? And I said, not that I know of. And he said, there's a whole lot of great music on there. How did we select just 16 to put on a vinyl album? And anyway, we talked, and the upshot of it all was John re-released the album with all 30 tracks on it. And there was some great music on there. And we did it as a live concert. We were always trying to be entertaining when we were playing our bluegrass music in New Zealand, because a lot of people didn't know much about bluegrass music. And we did this. This is a track called Cindy. It's the old song Cindy. And me being about the number six vocalist in a band of five people, I got to sing the crazy songs. So I got to sing Cindy. And I was playing banjo. I think Alan Rhodes, our guitarist, was also doing some clawhammer banjo, so we had the two banjos in this tune, and it's got some funny little licks in it that I hope you enjoy. But anyway, I had a lot of fun listening to this track again, and I hope you do too. Here's Hamilton County Bluegrass Band live at the Wynyard Tavern in 1970, so 50 years later you're getting to hear the track finally, and it's called Cindy.
Well, you ought to see my Cindy. She lives away down south. She's so sweet, the honeybees just swarm around her mouth. Get along home,
Cindy,
get along home,
Cindy, Cindy,
get along home,
Cindy, Cindy,
I'll marry you someday. Cindy in the summertime and Cindy in the fall. If I can't have my Cindy now, I won't have her at all. Kiss me now, kiss me again, kiss me now. Oh, once more, Cindy. Cindy had a dream one night. She dreamed that she was dead. She went up to the pearly gates, and to St. Peter said, kiss me now, kiss me again, kiss me now. Oh, once more, St. Peter.
Little boy, my mother told me if I did not kiss the girls, my lips would all go moldy. Kiss me now, kiss me again, kiss me now.
Once more, Cindy.
Kiss me now.
No.
Oh, go on.
No.
I'll tickle your back.
Awesome.
Well, that's what we did 50 years ago. We did have a lot of fun on stage, as you can well imagine. And that was the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band live at the Wynyard Tavern, or the Tavern Revisited is the name of the album that is now on. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, having some good fun with some bluegrass music here. And last week I played a new album from High Fidelity. It's got to be one of my favourite bands. This is their album, Banjo Players Blues, and they're just such a fine band. I really enjoy their approach to bluegrass music. And Jeremy Stevens on guitar and banjo and vocals, Karina Rose Logston on fiddle and guitar and vocals, Kurt Stevenson on banjo and guitar and vocals, Daniel Armick on mandolin, guitar and vocals, Vicky Vaughan on upright bass and vocals, and special guest Jesse McReynolds. So that's a track I'm going to play for you now. He's playing mandolin and vocals on Tears of Regret, which is a song that was originally done by Jim and Jesse. So they got Jesse, who is now almost 90 years old, playing on this album with them and singing some harmony. So isn't that nice? Here's Tears of Regret from High Fidelity, along with Jesse McReynolds.
Tonight I'm so lonesome, heartbroken and blue. I'd give all this world once more to see you. Each night my pillow from tears is all wet. I'm crying my heart out these tears of regret. Tears of regret I'm shedding for you. Though I know in my heart no good would it do. Tears that are falling won't make you return. Tears of regret, while alone I must yearn. If you're ever lonely and think about me, remember my darling, no pleasure I'll see. I'll look to the future through tears of regret. I've lost you forever, but I'll not forget. Tears of regret I'm shedding for you. Though I know in my heart no good would it do. Tears that are falling won't make you return. Tears of regret while alone I must yearn.
Come back to me, darling, I'm waiting for you. I promise forever this time to be true. I lost all the treasures more precious than gold. Now tears of regret is my payment, I know.
Tears of regret I'm shedding for you. Though I know in my heart no good would it do. Tears that are falling won't make you return. Tears of regret while alone I must yearn.
Wasn't that great to hear Jesse McReynolds singing in that third verse there? And he did the mandolin break at almost 90 years old. Some great music there from the band High Fidelity. Here's a track from Lefty's Old Guitar, which was an album put out by J.D. Crowe and the New South. And the track is I'm a Hobo.
I left home, now just 16. trusty boat out to see the world. When I hopped an old freight headed for New Orleans, made love to a sweet southern girl. My daddy told me when I was just a boy, said, son, you'll do your own thing. If you want to ride the rails, this is what you gotta do. You'll be a hobo, but that won't mean a thing. I'm just hopping a ride on an old freight train. There ain't many towns I ain't seen. I'm just hopping a ride on an old freight train. I'm a hobo, but that don't mean a thing. These years of hopping trains are about to take a toll. Not the way it used to be, my bones are growing old. But if I had one wish, it would be just the same. Be running down the rails, trying to catch a train. I'm just hopping a ride on an old freight train. There ain't many towns I ain't seen. I'm just hopping a ride on an old freight train. I'm a hobo, but that don't mean a thing. I'm a hobo, but that don't mean a thing.
Hi, this is Ed Elfrink from Hilliard, Ohio, USA, and you're listening to the world's best bluegrass podcast, Backyard Bluegrass, with your host, Paul Trenwith.
Thanks, Ed. That's great. Let's hear again from J.D. Crowe and the New South. It's J.D. Crowe on banjo and vocals, Dwight McCall on mandolin and tenor vocals, Ricky Wasson on guitar and vocals, Ron Stewart on fiddle, Harold Nixon on bass, and they had a few other guests at different songs on the album. But here's a great old tune called Blue Bonnet Lane, J.D. Crowe in the New South.
A dream that's haunting me again, of a girl with eyes like flowers that grew down Blue Bonnet Lane. Oh, those sweet and happy hours in my heart, they will always remain, like the sweet fragrance of the flowers that grew down Blue Bonnet Lane. Above
J.D. Crowe with the New South Blue Bonnet Lane. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. And a big hello to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand, throughout Canada, and through the USA via Bluegrass Planet Radio. And all those people who are listening on podcast, thank you very much. I really appreciate the fact that you're listening to a South Pacific take on bluegrass music. I've been enjoying this music for more than 50 years, and I still love to play it and thoroughly enjoy putting the show together. We're back in the studio. We've had Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, just this last weekend. New Zealand is thankfully enjoying fairly normal life after the lockdowns of the early part of the COVID-19 scare, but I appreciate the fact that throughout other parts of the world that's not quite so, and that you're still fighting with this terrible plague that's hitting us. Time for a gospel song. There's no better time for a gospel song. Here's Donna Ulysses with the song Who You Need to Know.
Well, there's a city so fair, hanging somewhere in the air, where the houses are big mansions and streets are paved in gold. No dollar can buy your way, no favors for heaven's sake. To get there, well, I've been told, it's all in who you know. You need to know the Son of God. Can't go round him or above him. You can't fight him, you can't shove him. You can't con him, you can't bribe him. You can't trick him to get by him. Tears won't help you, times are wasting. If it's hollow deals you're making, you have to go through Jesus and he will lead you home. If you want to live forever, Christ is who you need to know. There's folks who work hard for a greenback, sell their soul to ride a fast track. When life's over, they got nothing but a dirt-filled six-foot hole. They can't take their fortune with them, and hell's a real hot place to live in. The only way around that fire is all in who you know. You need to know the Son of God. Can't go round him or above him. You can't fight him, you can't shove him. You can't con him, you can't bribe him. You can't trick him to get by him. Tears won't help you, times are wasting. If it's hollow deals you're making, you have to go through Jesus and he will lead you home. If you want to live forever, Christ is who you need to know. Can't trick him to get by him. Tears won't help you, times are wasting. If it's hollow deals you're making, you have to go through Jesus and he will lead you home. If you want to live forever, Christ is who you need to know. Well, if you want to live forever, Christ is who you need to know.
Donna Ulysses with a great gospel song there. I told you we'd play some more music from the new album from High Fidelity, Banjo Players Blues, and we're going to feature the fiddle player, Karina Rose Logsdon. She's the smilingest fiddle player that you're ever going to hear, and such a treasure to watch and listen to their music. And here she is with the jingle, Turkey in the Straw.
Thank you.
pardon that arousing version of the old Turkey in the Straw. We're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Thanks very much for tuning in to me, however you do it, on your access radio station or as a podcast. I really appreciate the fact that you're listening. And we're going to get the Earls of Leicester to take it out with a real good song. I ain't going to work tomorrow. That's not quite true. I do have some things to do tomorrow, but this is what they are singing about. It's a great song, good for jam sessions. Here's the Earls of Leicester. See you later.
Mr. Jeff White right here on the mandolin, folks. He's got a new record out. It's called Right Beside You, and it's a huge hit record all over the world.
It is.
And he's going to sing this song for you, which is his philosophy about the day before yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's called I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow.
There you go, son. Get up there.
Country for the sake of one little girl. Oh, I ain't gonna work tomorrow. I ain't gonna work next day. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for it may be a rainy day. Those pretty gals are laughing, standing on that cool, cold ground.
Oh, I ain't gonna work tomorrow. I ain't gonna work next day. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for it may be a rainy day. My darling passes by.